Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Larry Richard with anchor band Paul Rasmussen. Marty Griffin off this week. We're going to check in with Michael Bartley in the next hour, and Colin Dunlap will take you home 2 to 6 this afternoon. And many of our guests are joined where you can see them on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Normally, we talk to Professor Dr. Jerry Schuster, the University of Pittsburgh, about presidential rhetoric, of which he is an expert. But we wanted to reach out to talk a little bit about this mayoral primary here in Pittsburgh. A lot of money being spent on a primary. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, as you know, in this city, it is next to impossible for a Republican candidate to break through the ceiling. So the primaries, typically, you know, unless you go back to what, the 30s here, will tell us who the mayor is going to be. Will it still be Mayor Ed Gainey, or will it be Allegheny County Controller Corey O'Connor? That's what they're battling for 4.5 weeks from today. So let's start with the amount of money. I guess it wouldn't surprise you necessarily, since it's so important in a primary.
Well, first of all, it's critical. This is the election for the mayoral race, and you know that, and for many reasons, but in particular because I think the current mayor is vulnerable, and I think the fact that a candidate as well-known and as and with the background that he has, Corey O'Connor, is a very legitimate candidate and stands, well, many of the polls indicate that he is the front runner right now. And that has resulted in much of the reason for the negative campaigning that has begun primarily on the mayor's side in terms of negative advertising.
Dr. Schuster, I've only been here about 20 years. You've been much longer than I watching politics here. And in terms of rhetoric, I have not seen a mayoral race or any significant race in our region that has reached this level of rhetoric.
No, that's true. And for good reason. I think that, you know, it's apparent that the electorate is not satisfied with the current mayor, or at least if it's not a sizable portion, it's certainly a portion of the electorate that carries the weight in the community. And for that reason, the negative advertising began more on the incumbent side than on Corey O'Connor. His advertising, O'Connor's advertising initially, was just as new candidates attempt to do, informative kind of advertising. Then all of a sudden, when the mayor's current mayor's advertising began, it was negative from the outset. And it got stronger and stronger in terms of degree of negativity right from, almost from the beginning. But the more the ads the newer ads were released, the higher degree of negativity of the ads.
I would say when Corey O'Connor first announced that he was going to run for mayor, that's probably when he hit the hardest right out of the gate.
Yeah, he did. And I think that, if you're talking about O'Connor's ads, one of the things he did was focus on initially only. He started on things that propelled in terms of negativity in terms of the city electorate, things that were promised and were never achieved, with increased housing, road repair, things of that nature, and a much more effective, responsible government. And that those are the things that have been attacked by the O'Connor campaign, and I think generally very effectively, because it's forced the current mayor to be much more prominent and be much more available to the press and to some of the talk show hosts on all levels, both of TV and radio. And that hasn't occurred in the past very often. He's been remote from some discussing his plans and programs with some of the more vocal and articulate but popular talk show hosts.
Dr. Schuster, I'm wondering if you have a sense of the campaign here in terms of which elements of the campaign is this election going to turn on, do you think?
Boy, that's going to be hard to say. I don't think anybody from the outside is going to affect the campaign. This is one of the campaigns that has a more unusual focus. It's right on site. It's not going to be some popular Democrat, some popular Republican. Well, since they're both Democrats, but some popular personality coming into the community and then, focusing on one or the other of the campaigns. And then that's going to carry the weight of changing the electorate's mind. I think it's exclusively between these two guys. And I think a debate between them should be most, most unusual. And I would welcome the opportunity to be personally present to see something like that occur. I think it would be one of the most unusual political debates the city's ever seen.
Well, it's going to be live right here on the Big K Morning Show on May 8th, 9:30.
I thought I would lead into that for you.
Lock in. Yeah, that's going to be a must-listen-to debate, because by then, we'll be just days away from the primary.
Days away, yeah.
All right,
well,
Doc.
I think that what has happened is, if nothing else, they've stimulated the interest in voting, because on almost any other situation, a primary campaign is like, it's one of those things, I'll vote if I have time kind of approach. But this really has become the general election for the mayor.
No question. Dr. Jerry Schuster, University of Pittsburgh, always appreciate your time, Doc. Have a great holiday weekend.
Thank you. Same to you.
May 8th. We got you covered.
It's going to be some morning, and it would be nice to have Dr. Schuster here and hear his analysis of the debate later.
We'll have to maybe cordon him off. Sounds like he's ready for it.
Yeah.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances, MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.